Parler said its relaunch was built on sustainable, independent technology. It also announced new guidelines which will remove any threatening or inciting content. The site became popular for its claims to be a free speech rival to Twitter. But after the violent riot at the US Capitol building in January, it was taken off Google and Apple's app stores as well as Amazon's web hosting service. They alleged Parler had failed to remove content inciting violence. Mark Meckler became Parler's interim chief executive after his predecessor was fired, and he says the actions of tech companies to ban the app was a bid to silence tens of millions of Americans. The site is currently only available to those with an existing account and plans to accept new users from next week.